The Secretary General's own reports are clear. Electoral preparations remain minimal to non-existent. Key decisions are still delayed. Funding is missing, and peaceful, credible elections require the outstanding provisions of the 2018 peace agreement to be implemented first, which they haven't been. So if the transitional government truly means to hold free and fair elections, it must first return to genuine dialogue among the parties to that agreement. And genuine dialogue cannot happen while key leaders are imprisoned, including the head of the second largest party to the agreement, who remains under arrest and on trial. Additionally, we shouldn't have foreign taxpayers being asked to fund a political process the transitional government will not fund itself.